Is Reverend Og Combiner here? Oh, by the way, I just heard from Reverend Pease. He's lost. He's on the ground in Ohio, and he's lost. He called me and said, I can't, there's no Pomeroy, Ohio. There's a Pomeroy, Michigan, Pomeroy, Alaska. I'm heading there. And I said, no, it's Pomeroy, Ohio. Then he screamed, and there was a crash sound, and I didn't hear anything else after that. You know, for lack of anything else, when there's nothing, no other song going on, it's always possible to do. Well, in fact, it's impossible not to do the song that refused to die. And now that I've said it, guess what? It's not gonna die. It's not that great of a song or anything. In fact, it'll get worse and worse and worse. Then it'll get real good. It'll sound great for a little while. Then lightning will strike and it'll sound bad again. It's not a catchy song exactly, but yet it refuses to die. It is a song that refused to die. It could die. It may want it. Well, if it wanted to die, I suppose it might, but it refuses to die. You can pray for the song to die. I wouldn't recommend that because you never know who's going to be listening. You could politely ask the song to die or go away. That's not going to happen. You could probably pay the song to at least be quiet for a little while, but it's just going to blow up in your face. Just when you're going nodding off to sleep, suddenly, wham, the song comes back. The song that refused to die. The last time I escaped from it, I had been experiencing it for like 4 hours. And that was 20 years ago, but obviously it's not dead. Just listen. The damnable thing, it refuses to die. Like an unholy chant done by Satanists. But it's not Satanists or subgenius's fault or nobody's fault. The song is independent of you or me or anybody else. Even if the electricity went off, the song would continue on. It refuses to die. It might take different forms. Right now, you're lucky. It sounds pretty good. But it could sound like a car wreck. It could sound like a power line falling over and electrocuting everybody. It could sound like knives in your ears. It might actually be knives in your ears. You'll notice that even when I quit talking about the song that refused to die, you'll still hear something. Well, that's it. That's the song just waiting to sneak up on you again. It's a bastard, that song is. Or something, we don't know what sex it is. I suppose songs don't actually have to have a sex. I hope that God can't reproduce. Man, that would be horrible. Think of more than one song that refused to die. On the other hand, where there's one song that refused to die, that usually means somewhere there's a mommy song that refused to die and a daddy song that refused to die. Luckily, I'm half deaf, so I can only hear half of the song that refused to die. Lucky me. That just means it's an unbalanced song that refuses to die. There's one thing about the song that refused to die. Usually it means Bob is somewhere around. You can kind of feel that Bob energy. Hey, something just popped in my ear here. I said Bob, and it popped my ear. I can hear again. Say baby. I can hear again. Oh wait, that was the ear that could already hear. Shit. I was hoping it was, the song killed my right ear, friends. There's some bad sounds out there. the sound of Christians talking bad about Bob. Think of that. The thing of atheists talking bad about Bob. Pagans talking bad on Bob. Some geniuses talking bad on Bob. Bad on Bob. B.O.B.
I got it. I tell you, it's a B. I said, oh.
And a B is a still by a job. By a job. Oh. Finally, something different than the song. He said, oh shit, it came back again. See? Let's try to get off that subject. Let's try to think of something good with lyrics. Leo Box 1 8 1 4 1 7. Oh yes. Ah, now I feel it. I'm starting to feel the spirit. Something great is happening. Something great is happening here. Murdered a few assholes and some bobbies that nobody needed. He ran off. Come on back, old Bob. Come on back, old Bob. Oh, Bobby, come home. Come on, give us some slack. Oh, shouldn't have said that. Ask Bob to give you some slack. He takes it right away. Whatever you do, don't ask the sub-genius to do what you want it to do. Demand that it do the opposite of what you wanted it to do, and it might get done. I've heard more about bears this next day than ever in my life. What does that have to do with anything? Oh, yes. Here's bears. Bad on Bob. B.O.B. Bob on the brain. Big old brother is watching you. B.O.B. 1-3-0-1-3 spells Bob. That don't make any sense, does it? Well, that's because monsters like the men will be around thee all about. And the door that should be locked will be open. There will be signs in the heavens and signs in the earth. Blood belches from the earth. The lights in the sky rebuke thee. And science, thy sciences shall bring thee naught but devils. See it? It refuses to die. It started to die. We thought it was going to die. We were about to let it die. We withdrew life support. We unplugged it. We beat on it. We hit it. We thrashed it. We tried ignoring it. But it came back. It refuses to die. The song refuses to die. Lives on. It walks and trudges on, shuffling like the mummy or one of those walkers in that show, Walkers for Trump. Oh, God. I knew about the damn helicopters for Gabrofran. I knew about little Gabrofran. I knew about the Skleegers. But they didn't warn me about the song that refused to die. No, no, no. What a stake through the heart. Now, how about if you cut off its head and stuck garlic in its head's mouth and pull its heart out? song. Could you use the oxygen remover that they used to kill Godzilla that first time? Could the Cloverfield monster destroy the song? Good luck on that. It's part of it. What are we going to do about the song that refused to die? What are we going to do about the bleeding head of Earl Palmer for that written matter? Hey, I know we can hit the drummer. Yeah, hit the drummer. That's a great idea. We'll use the drummer for a drum. Hit, but then his screams would be part of the song that refused to die. How about pills? Maybe we can slow the song down with pills. Anybody got any Thorazine? Would that slow it down? Oh, they're probably just getting excited. They'd probably get behind the wheel of a car and start driving up and down the highway. That's probably what happened to Pete. Oh. Friends, when that song comes along, you're stuck, man. Because it refuses to die. In fact, I bet my tape is going to refuse to die, so I'm going to go in there and check it. Thank you.
Woo! Race Bob! Out!